Zentrale Klassenarbeit, Hörverstehen, Englisch 2018-2019. Berufsfachschulen, Baden-Württemberg. Sie hören den Text zweimal. Aufgabe 1.
A new study published in the journal Child Development has analyzed the experiences of 8 million American teenagers between 1976 and 2016. I'm Matt Wordsworth, and you are listening to ABC Late Line. With me today is author and professor of psychology at San Diego University, Jean Twenge. She's here to talk about the development of teenagers in the USA. Professor Twenge, welcome to ABC Late Line. You say today's kids, the so-called I generation, are growing up more slowly. What are the reasons for this?
I looked at 7 different large national surveys here in the U.S. carried out in the last 50 years, and what I found was that 17 or 18-year-old teenagers today are less likely to have a driver's license, work in a paid job, have sex, or drink alcohol than, say, 30 years ago.
In saying this, does this mean they're doing it less? For instance, working or having sex? Or are they just doing it later than the generations before them?
Well, it depends on what you're looking at. When you look at, say, drinking alcohol, there's been quite a change. In the past, there used to be a lot of 8th and 9th graders, that's 13 and 14-year-olds, who drank alcohol. Today, the majority doesn't try alcohol until they're 16 or 17 years old.
So, you're saying that this data shows that a lot has changed in the last years. When exactly did these changes occur?
There are different trends that have been going on for a while, but there was a real change in the year 2011. The percentage of American teenagers owning a smartphone rose to over 50%.
Do you see any connection between smartphones and health issues?
Here is one of the trends that a big national study showed. In 2012, there was a sudden increase in depression among young people. Teenagers reported that they felt useless.
So there apparently seems to be a link between smartphones and some of these mental health issues. Is that right?
We found that teens who spend more time online, on their phones or on social media, are more likely to be depressed and unhappy.
Ah, that's an interesting fact. But you not only did research on teenagers, you also looked at the role of the parents. One of the great lines in your book is by Juan, a 19-year-old who explains that the reason for him not having a driver's license is, and I quote, "because my parents didn't push me to get my license."
Well, 20 years ago, the situation was totally different. For previous generations, their 16th birthday was very important, and getting their driver's license was the first step on the road to freedom.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Professor Twenge, thanks for being on ABC Late Line.
Thank you, Matt.